Today's daf is daf lamed hey. So we got to the last three lines of lamed dal and beis. The Gemara asks the question. By Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef asks, "Re'ia rishona shel metzora mahu shetitma b'masa." So the question is, with a metzora, were to see ziva, would that zov? Would that be considered? Would that be tame b'masa? If one were to carry it, would that create tuma? Now the explanation is go back to the Gemara first. The Gemara says, do we say that Malkum Ziva is Mayanhu Umitame? Do we say that the place of where the Ziva comes from is considered a Mayan? And the din is, we know that a Mitzora, all the Mayonos of a Mitzora has a din of Tumas Masa. So Ziva is also a Malkum Ziva is a Mayanhu, and Tumitame Bimasa. Or, asks Gemara Dilma, La Mayanhu, maybe the Malkum Ziva is not a Mayan, and it wouldn't be Mitame Masa. So that's the question. What's the status of Malkum Ziva? Is it a Mayan or is it not a Mayan? And ask me is, will it be Tumas Masa by a Mitzora or not? So Gemara answers the last two lines of the Amar Beis here. Amar Rava, Tashma Zovo Tame. The Pasuk says, Zovo Tame. This is referring to, Pasuk referring to Zovo is Tumas Masa. So the Zovo Tame who li made aha Zov shu Tame. This tells us that a person who Zov is Mitame B'masa. Gemara wants to know what's the case. Which type of zov are we talking about? Which type of zov are we talking about? That's metame. So Gemara says b'mai elam. If we're talking about b'zov grade, that is referring to a stam zov who's not a mitzvah, just a regular person who became a zov. That the ziva, his ziva is metame. Well, that's an obvious point. We don't need a drasha because if la'cherim gorim tuma la'atma lo kol shekein, the din is that this type of zov, this metzias of zov is metame the person who it comes out from. So if it's metame other people, so certainly if someone's carrying the zov itself, so it should certainly be metame, meaning a person who sees zov, so that adam who sees zov, now that adam is metame someone else but tumas masa. But if a person who is considered separate from the zov itself is metame masa, so certainly the zov itself is metame b'masa. So it can be referring to the stam zav, because that we know that's obvious. So Ella Pshita must be talking about the zav mitzora, a zav who's also mitzora at the same time, that his zav is metame b'masa because it's a makum mayan. So Gemara says, umid itrikra, that's referring to now, that's talking about a case of the second ria, a person who saw a zav twice as a mitzora. So a person's a mitzora and a zav shnei ri'os, his ziva is metame b'masa. So Gemara is now medayik, umid itzrich kra l'rubuye b'riya rishniya. From the fact that Pasuk tell me that a Mitzora who sees twice ziva, then his zov is metame masa, that tells us that by riya rishona, shma mina makum ziva la mayanu. That stam riya rishona, it would not be considered mayan, and it's only because of special gzeiras hakasuv of seeing shtei rios. But if it's one riya, the zov would not be metame b'masa because it's not considered mayan. The Gemara says, really, is that true? Is that really the deek that has to be made? Amar le Rav Yehuda midiskarta le Rava. Mimai, who says that that's the case? Who says that's really the drasha that needs to be made? Dilma, liolam emelacha bezav grade. Maybe we're really talking about a person who's stam zav, meaning he saw twice, and we're telling us that the zov is matami b'masa. Udekamer, is that what you said? If it's la'acherim gorim tuma la'at malof shkoshik, and we had a question, if the zov has the ability to make an acherim, someone else, the adam person itself, the adam, to be metame other things b'masa, certainly the zov itself should be metame. That kol shukain, that kavachomer isn't so glatt, because sir meshaleach yochiach, the sir meshaleach that the kohen gadol sends out for another person to throw off the cliff, that sir meshaleach should teach us, because we have it, gorim tuma l'acherim v'hu atzmo tahor. Because the person, the Sir Mishalech, causes someone else to become Tameh. In other words, the person who sends off the Sir Mishalech is Tameh, the Pasuk tells us. But the Sir Mishalech itself, the goat itself, is not Tameh, because never do we find that a behema is considered Tameh while he's alive. So that's an example where it causes Tumah to someone else, to Acherim, but it itself isn't Tameh. So we shouldn't be bothered here either, that although the Zov could cause Acherim to become Tameh, maybe it itself isn't Tameh, and you do Takanita to Josh to tell me that the Zov itself is Tumas Masa, and nothing to do with the Mitzvah Zov. So Gemara says, Amar Bai says, my Tibai Lai, what's the suffix? What's the question? If Yosef had this whole suffix he started off the daf with, that we're not sure whether Ria Rishona is Matami B'masa by Mitzora, we're not Matami B'masa. What's that whole Shaila? I don't get it, he says. Amar by Maiti Barilei, what was the suffix? V'ahud Amar, isn't Rav Yosef himself the one who says, he brought Raisa on yesterday's daf, that Ves Taras Hazav, that a Taras Hazav, that pasuk tells us, that Ben Gadol Ben Katan, regardless of the age of the boy, if he sees any form of Zov, he's Matami Tumazav. And the Chayim and Afkalei Mehasim, since that's the source at any age, is Metame, so now we have an extra word, Ayasalei Lazachar. The extra word Lazachar is available for another drasha, which is, comes to include the Rabos Bitzara Lamayonosav. That even though the word Lazachar is referring to a male, we make a drasha, it's referring to a Zav rather, we use the word Lazachar to make a drasha about a Mitzora, and the Mitzora is Mayonosav. The Rabos Bitzara Lamayonosav, that the Mitzora, when the Mitzora is Tamei, all his bodily fluids are Tamei as well. And the word Nekeva comes to teaching the Rabos Mitzora'as Lemayonosev, to include a female and all of her bodily fluids are Tamei. And since we're using the word Lazach Nekeva of Zav to teach me a din about Mitzora, what comes out from this is a Hekesh of Akshay Rachmana Mitzora Lazav Gamer. So we see clearly from here that the concept of Mitzora is connected to the concept of Zav. And now we make the following equation. Ma Zav Gamor Mitami B'masa. Just like a Zav Gamor, the person who sees two Re'ios, and he has to wait Shivan Akiyim, and he's Mitami B'masa, so too, through this Hekesh, Af Mitzora, Re'a Rishona, Shem Mitzora, is Mitami B'masa. So based on this price, based on this Hekesh, we can answer Rav Yosef's question, namely, that a Mitzora, who sees a Zav, the Zav would, in fact, be Mitami B'masa. Okay, now the Gemara wants to know further. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says, Ria Rishona shel Zav Matami Bonus. So now we're talking about, forget the case of Mitzora, leave Mitzora out of the equation. Let's be very simple. Have a male who sees Zav for the first time, or Ria Rishona, so he's called, so we want to know the din, is that Zav that he sees, that Zav that he sees, is Matami Bonus or not Bonus. So Rav Huna says, the Ria Rishona shel Zav is Matami Bonus. Meaning if it came out, in a way that was against his will, is Yotze Bal Karcho, that he says is Matame, even though it came by onus. And he explains the basis for the statement, Shenemar, it says, Zos Teras HaZav, this is the rule of the Zav, V'asher Tetze Mimeno Shech Lazara. The Pasuk says, even though we'll see in Amr Beis that there's a difference between the Metzias of Zav versus the Metzias of Shech Lazara, there's a difference, but even though a person sees the Zav for a first time, the Pasuk qualifies it as Shech Lazara. So from the equation that a Ria Rishona is that same din as a Shech Lazara, the Gemara deduces that Ma Shech Lazara Metame Ba'onis, just like if a person were to become a Balkari Ba'onis, even though it came against his will, he still has a din of a Balkari, it comes Ba'onis. So too by this Pasuk, Vaf Ria Rishona Shel Zav, the first sighting of a Zav, would also be Metame Ba'onis. So Gemara says, tries to bring some questions and proofs for the statement that Ria Rishona v'Zov is Matami Ba'onis or not. Gemara says as follows, Tashma. Ra Ria Rishona Botkino. So let's say the mission Zavim tells us a person sees a Ria Rishona, first seeing of a Ziva, he sees it. So we check it Botkino. So there's seven different ways the mission explains how we check whether it came Ba'onis or whether it came not Ba'onis. So what's the relevance? Who cares whether it came by onus or not? My love, Lituma, is it not important? The relevance of onus is important because we have to know. Because if it came by onus, he wouldn't become Tamei. It's only if it came through some other means. It wasn't by onus. So here, this is a mission that goes against Rav Huna. Because again, Rav Huna says, Ria Rishona Shel Zav is Matami by onus. The Mishnah tells us that the Ria Rishona needs to do Badika, needs to have an inspection. What's an inspection for? Must it not be to find out whether it's onus or not? Because if it is onus, he wouldn't become Tamei. So the Mishnah goes against Rav Huna. Really, Rav Huna goes against the Mishnah. And where's his law? Lekarbam. Legabe Tuma, the person is not being Tamei. He's Tamei even if it's going to be Baonis. But the question is, well, will that add to the carbon? In order to bring a carbon, a male has to see a Ziva three occasions. Three occasions he brings a carbon. What we're learning from this mission is, although he might be Tamei when he sees Ria Rishona Ba'onis, it won't be Mitzarf. It won't add to the three sightings that are needed to bring a carbon. So that's why we have to know whether it's onus or not, Lagabi the carbon. But Lagabi the Tuma, Einach Hanam, he's Tamei, Afilu Ba'onis. Gemara now brings another Raya, Tashma. The Mishnah goes on to say there in the same Mishnah in Zavim that Shinia, if the male sees a second sighting, a second Ria, both Kinosa, we need to check him again, whether it was bonus or not bonus. So what's the relevance of whether the second Ria was bonus or not bonus? So the Gemara explains, Lamai, what's the purpose of this? Elaim, if you're going to tell me the purpose of Lakarbon, we have to know whether he needs to bring a carbon or not, because if the Ria Shinia was bonus, it won't be mitzarif to the carbon like we said above. With respect to the din of a tumah, lo, there's no need for a check because we established above that just like Ria Rishona is metame bonus, seemingly Ria Shni is also metame bonus. So this inspection is referring to the need whether it's mitzvah for the carbon purposes. But the Gemara says, no, can't be true. It's not true because when it comes to Ria Shniya, it's not metame bonus. Only Ria Rishona is metame bonus perhaps. But Ria Shniya is not metame bonus, which we know based on the pasuk. Ikre Khan, the pasuk says, with regards to Shtei Rios of a Zav, the pasuk reads, I'll read it outside just for a second, then we'll make the drasha, Ish Ish Ki Yez Zav Miz B'saro Zovo. It says the word Zav twice, so it's talking about Shtei Rios. Tameh who? He's Tameh. So Gemara Darshan is Mibsaro when it comes to Mibsaro, which is a natural way, as opposed to unnatural, Velo Machmas On, so not some other cause. So we see clearly that for Ria Shniya purposes, it only comes when it's not Machmas Onus. But if it is Onus, it's not Matama. So El Alav must be, then we do the Bedika for the Ria Shniya, it must be Latuma. So the reason why we have to check Ria Shniya, we have to know whether it's Onus or not. That's going to dictate to us whether it's Matama or not Matama. So that's the din of the Seif here, of the Ria Shniya. So now the Gemara wants to infer, well, umid seifa l'tumah, from the fact that the seifa of the Ria Shniya is clearly, the purpose of the Badika is clearly to figure out whether it's ones or not ones, l'tumah, so does that not indicate that resh as well, nami l'tumah, that the need for a Badika for the Ria Rishona is also to know whether or not the ones is there for tameh or not tameh. And this goes against Rav Huna. Because Rav Huna says it's metame afil ba'onis, but now, based on this Mishnah, it sounds like Ria Rishona, if it were to be onis, it's not metame. And Gemara says, no. Midi Iria, you have to have the same thing. Who says that the Seif and Reish have to be consistent? Maybe Halkadisa v'Halkadisa. The Bedika for the Ria Shniya is to check whether it's onis or not, is for the purposes of whether or not it's tame or not tame, because the Pasuk says Mibsaro v'lo Machmas Onso, that's by Ria Shniya, that onis is not metame. But Lagabe the Ria Rishona, maybe the purpose of Bedika is not for Tumah, because it's Tameh even the Onus. The purpose of Bedika for the Ria Rishona is really for the purpose of a carbon, and they play two different roles. The Bedikos, even though they sound like they're the same, they have two different functions. So there's no Raya or Kasha from that stage of the Mishnah. So then the Gemara brings another Raya, Tashma. From the continuation of that very same Mishnah in Nezavim, it says, what about the third Ria? Right, the way the din works is a zav, a person who sees three sightings, he brings a carbon. So Gemara comments based on the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Af Bishlishi both Kinoso. He says not only the first and the second Rios do we look, but even the third Ria, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we do Bedika. Why? And he's very clear as to why. Mipnei HaKarbon, because we have to know whether or not it's going to count towards the carbon. Tells us that. Because if the Ria is Machmas Ones, then it would not be Mechaiva Karbon. So that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita, but that implies that there's a Tanakama. There are the opinion of the Chachamim who argue, Mechlal, does that not indicate the Tanakama, that the first opinion holds the reason of Bedika is not because of a Karbon, but it's opposite, it's Bibnei Tumakamar. And we see from this that right now the reason why you do Bedika is to know whether or not it's Tame or not. And this goes against Rav Huna Shita. Rav Huna again says, Ria Rishona is Matame Fil Bonus, and this understanding is no, the Bedika is to know whether it's Tame or not, even for the Ria Rishona. Which is low, not true. The understanding is the Chuli Amal Karbon. Everyone agrees. Everybody agrees that the Bedika is for the purposes of Karbon, meaning the Ria Rishona. When the Mishnah says for the Ria Rishona you need Bedika, that's to know whether or not the Ria Rishona will count towards the Karbon. If it's Ones, it won't count towards the Karbon. If it's not onus, it will count towards the carbon. But with respect to tumah, it's definitely metame whether it's onus or not onus. A feel of onus is metame. So what's machlokas then between Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim? Rabbi Eliezer says you have to check even the third one, and Chachamim argue, what's this machlokas? So again, lo, chuli alma the carbon. Everyone agrees the bedika rishona is for the purpose of the carbon. The hacha be esim ka mislagi. They're arguing about whether or not you make drashas on the word es. Rabbanan lo darshi esim, Rabbanan do not darshin esim, and Rabbi Eliezer is darsh esim. How does that all make sense? So Gemara explains. Rabbanan lo darshi esim, the Rabbanan ignore the word es. Es is just a very neutral word. There's no drushes to be made. So the Pasuk says, read the Pasuk outside, Vazov es zovo, la zachar v'la keva, the Pasuk says. What does this mean? Hazov is chada. Zav is referring to the first sighting, Riyah Rishonim. Then it says that we skip the word S, according to Rabbanan. So then the word, next word is Zovo, that's Tarti, that implies two Rios. And then it says Lazachar is referring to the third one, so we're making the Joshir, but the Zachar is connected to the word Linakeva. So we're saying Lazachar Linakeva, so Lazachar is Bishlishi, is the third sighting, but that's actually Rachman Linakeva. And everyone agrees, by Nakeva, she definitely is Matame Afil Ba'ones. So the third one of the Zav is Metame Be'ones. That's why you have to check for the purposes of the carbon. That's the understanding of the Tanakhama. That even if the third one sees Be'ones, so that it does lead to a carbon. And that's why there's no need for a check for the third one. Because the third one, Rabban hold, Ririshona and Ririshona need a Bedika to know whether or not it counts towards a carbon. If it's Be'ones, Machmas Onus, Riyah Rishona, and Riyah Shni, it's not Mitztar for the carbon. But if the Shlishi, the third Riyah, is Machmas Onus, it will count towards the carbon, and that's because the word Lezachar is connected to the word Linakeva. The Lezachar is referring to the third Riyah, because the Rabban ignore the word S, so Lezachar Linakeva, just like Linakeva is Tame Machmas, that will bring a carbon, Afi Machmas Onus, so to the third Riyah is Machmas Onus, will be Mitztar to the carbon, and there's no need for Bedika on the third Riyah. Rabbi Eliezer argues, Rabbi Eliezer says, he's Darsh Esim, he does learn the word Esim. And the way the Pasuk Darshins now is, Hazav is Chada. The word S is Tarki, that implies the second Riyah, and the Zovo is Slas is the third Riyah, none of those are connected to Nekeva, meaning all three Riyos must be inspected, whether it's Ones or not Ones. And then it's not until the fourth one that the word finally says Lazacha implies a fourth one, Berevi, the fourth sighting, Akshachman Nekeva. That is connected. So when do you have four Riyos? You don't need four Riyos. Once the person sees three Riyos, he's already a Zav. What's the fourth one? So the Mefarshim explained that if the Zav, the person sees three times, he's a Zav, and he needs to count Shiva Nakim. Let's say during Shiva Nakim, he sees Ziva, so that's the fourth sighting. If that Ziva came even Machmas Ones, just like in the Keva, it will Soser all Shiva Nakim. You have to start the count all over again. And that's the connection of Zachar and the Keva. But the third Riyah itself, according to Rabbi Elazar, does in fact require Bedika, whether it's onus or not onus. Okay, the Gemara is a very challenging Gemara, by the way. Then the Gemara says, last couple lines of Amun Aleph here, Tashma. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, V'alo Zav B'chal Baal Keri. We've been learning up until now that the din of a Zav has a din of a Baal Keri, at least the first Riyah has a din of a Baal Keri. So Lama Yotz, so how come it was singled out? So what happens when, we'll see, the Gemara is going to explain the terminology in just a second, but why was Zav singled out from a Baal Keri? And the Gemara says, Lahaka Lava Ulahachmer Lava, because the din of a Zav is different than a Baal Keri. On one hand, there's a Kula by the Zav, and on the other hand, there's a Chumra by the Zav. What are the Chumras and Kulas? Lahaka Lava, it's to make a Kula, Shein Matame Be'ones, that although a Baal Keri is Matame when it comes Be'ones, by a Zav, it's a Kula, that if it comes Machmas Onus, it's not Matami. That's the Kula. When Ulahachmer Lav, the Chumra by a Zav, is that it's Shu Osa Mishkav Amoshav, that if a Zav were to sit on a Mishkav Amoshav, a chair or a bed, it would be Matami Avatama, as opposed to Balkari who sits on the Mishkav Amoshav, a wooden. That's the Brisa. Gemara now wants to clarify what's going on here. Amos, what is this referring to? Which stage of Zav are we referring to? It's like a Balkari, but it's different than a Balkari. Elaim, if you tell me, it's referring to Beriah Shnia, that if a Zav sees a second sighting, Hechi Havi B'chal Baal Keri. Never do we see that a Zav Baal Shei Rios is like a Baal Keri. We only find that a Zav Riyah Rishon is like a Baal Keri. But a Shei Rios is certainly not like a Baal Keri. So it can't be referring to a Zav Beriah Shnia. El Pshit, that's obvious, is referring to Beriah Rishona. That when a person sees Ziva for the first time, he has a din of a Baal Keri, but they're Chumas and Kulas. And the Katani, and yet, it says in this mission when it's contrasting between a Zav B'Riyah Rishona and a Baal Keri, it says, Lahaka Lav Shena Metame Be'ones. It tells us that a Zav B'Riyah Rishona is not Metame Be'ones. While a Baal Keri is Metame Be'ones, a Zav B'Riyah Rishona is not Metame Be'ones. And that goes against the Shita Rav Huna, who says that a Zav is Metame Be'ones B'Riyah Rishona. Gemara says, wait a second, it's Tisbara. Does this make sense? Let's look back at the Braisa. There's some other problem with the Braisa. It says, Shalachmer love, that there's a chumrah of a zav of that shehumi osa mishkav umosha, that it makes the bed or chair that's on top of into an avatum. The rear Rishona bar mishkav umosha, who? Is that true? Did the rear Rishona, the zav rear Rishona who sits on a mishkav umosha, does he make the bed or chair avatum? Certainly not. We know it's not at all. It's only after zav shnia can we make mishkav umosha into an avatum. But not for rear Rishona. So clearly the Bryce is not referring to rear Rishona at all. So Ella, how do we understand it? Bryce, it's hachikama. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, v'alo zav b'chla b'alkeri haya b'ri Rishona. We know that a zav has the same din as a balkeri with the first ri of the zav. They're equal. But how come lama yatsa b'ri Rishniya? How come when the person sees a second ziva, it now leaves the state of being a balkeri? It takes on a whole other nature now. So how come that changed? So the lama yatsa b'ri Rishniya, why was it singled out? Because there are differences. Once the zav graduates to the second stage, the Riyashniya, now it starts having differences. And that's what the Gemara explained. L'hakeh alav l'hachmer alav. L'hakeh alav, there's a kula that for the Riyashona, she'ein matam of onus. It will not be matam a person of onus as opposed to a balkeri wood. And l'hachmer alav, and the chumer is, she also mishkav emotion. But what comes out from the Braisa here, it's not referring to at all Riyashona. It's only referring to Riyashniya. And therefore, the statement of Rav Huna still stands that a zav b'ri Rishona is matame afilu b'onas. Okay, the Gemara now explains, we've been discussing the difference between, at least that there is a difference between zov and balkari, but we never said what is the difference between the two of them. So Amar Rav Huna says, zov doma lemevatek shel sarim, that the way it works, that the zov is similar to the dirty waters that they would soak barley in. That's the appearance. The dirty waters, that's how Zov looks like. And the Zov bubbly basar mace. And the Zov comes from basar mace when the aver is la vakushi, when it's mace. So then that's when the Zov comes out. And the shechazer bubbly basar chai. And shechazer comes out from a man when the aver is chai. So then another difference is Zov is dihei. So dihei, Rashi explains here, the way the Zov looks, it's kolomer mismakmek v'nifar v'eino kosher, where it's not the zov that comes out, it's not really stuck to each other at all. They're different pieces here, as opposed to the shechazera, where they are. So that's that further. So again, zov is dihei, it's little pieces, and domer leloven beta hamuzeris. Apparently, it's similar to the white of an egg, of a chicken that has not been fertilized by a male, but fertilized by the ground, the warmth of the ground. That's how the white of the egg looks. As opposed to shechazer, it's kshura, where the tipos of the zera are dvukos, they're connected to each other, and it's dom lelovon beta she'enum zeris. And apparently it looks like the white of the egg of a tarnagol that was fertilized by a male. So that's the difference. So that's how one tells whether it's zov or whether it's keri. So then the Gemara said, now on to a completely different topic. We had in yesterday's daf, the Gemara had brought a Mishnah about the machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai about Hadam Yoledes Shelo Tavla, that a woman had given birth, so she's a Yoledes, and then the days have passed, so we know that she's Tamei 7 days for a boy, and then 33 days of Dam Tovar, and then for a girl it's 14 days and 66 days respectively. So the din was, let's say she passes the days of Tumah, the 7 and 14, and she doesn't go to the mikvah. So the din is, Beis Hillel says that she's metame only, the dam that she's is only metame lach, but not yavesh, because it's only tumah derabanan. Really, mederaisa, a yoledes doesn't need to go to the mikvah. Just the dam she sees from day 7 to day 8, or day 14 to day 15, it just transfers over to a dam tawar. There's no need for the mikvah, but they made a chumer that she should go to the mikvah anyways, and if she didn't, then it's tame only mederabanan, which means only when it's lach, but not when it's yavesh. While Beis Hillel felt that she must go to the mikvah, and she doesn't go to the mikvah, so all the dam she sees, even though it's during the days of the dam tawar, if she hadn't gone to the mikvah, they all have the din of dam tame, and it's matame bein belach bein biyavish. So that was the Mishnah. So Gemara now wants to understand this machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So Tani, the Braisa tells us, Amru lehen Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, Iyatem modem, do you not agree to me, benida shlo tavla v'rasa dam shu tamea? So you not agree to me that a woman's a nida, and if she doesn't go to the mikvah, all the dam she sees is tameh. Do you not agree to me that a nida must go to the mikvah? So too, a yoledes also must go to the mikvah to have the dam become tahor. So Amar lehem Beis Shammai. Shammai says, lo, you can't compare nida and yoledes. Im amartem benida shafilu tavla v'rasa tamea. By nida, even if she goes to mikvah, if she sees dam after the fact, she's dam nida again. The tefillah has no impact on any future reels. But Tomer, you're going to say the same din by Yoledetz, shim tavla v'rasa she tara. But if a Yoledetz goes to the mikvah and she sees afterwards, she's tara. They're very different din. We can't compare nida to Yoledetz. Amulham. So Hillel says back, Yoledetz b'zov tochiach. No, I have a case of Yoledes Bezov. If a woman was Yoledes, but before she gave birth, she was already a din of a Zava. So she was a Zava, who then was Yoledes. So Tochiach, She'im Tabla V'ras Al-Achim Esvira Tehora. So the din is here that Besil says to Beshama, if she's a Yoledes and sees Zov, so if she now goes to the mikvah, and then she sees after she counts Shivan Akim, she sees more that Dam is Tohar. Lo tavla, but if she didn't go to the mikvah, v'rasa tameya. So even though maybe when she's yoledes, she now went to the days of dam tohar, but since she was a zov beforehand, and she never went to the mikvah for the zov aspect, so it would still be tamei afterwards. And Amar lehem, Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, hu adin, I agree, but via tshuva, but that's the taina. So that's exactly my point he's saying here, that only because it's the case of zov here, but if it's not bezov, then the din would be different. Fine. So what's going on is the Gemara explains that really Lameimra, this Bryce is telling me, the Pligi, is this really telling us that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are arguing about the Yoledes Bezov? Ha'atan, doesn't the Mishnah clearly tell us that Modim v'Yoledes Bezov, she mitama lach v'yavish? Doesn't the Mishnah tell us that even Beis Shammai agrees that if a woman were to be Yoledes Bezov and she's Tamei, she didn't go to the mikvah? Gemara says, lo kasha, there is no contradiction here. Kan shesafra, kan shelo safra. The din here is, if it's a situation where, let's say, she's Yoledes Bezov and she counted Shivan Akim and didn't go to the mikvah, that's a situation where even Beis Shammai will say that even though she's Yoledes Bezov, she actually does need to go to the mikvah. But Khan, here in this case, is Shelo Safra, where she didn't count Shivan Akim, so then even Beis Shammai would agree, a woman who Yoledes Bezov, if she didn't go to the mikvah yet, it's Matami Lach V'Yavish. Tanya, the Gemara brings a brisa to prove this point. It says, Yoledes Bezov Shesafra, a woman who's Bezov, and she counted Shivan Akim, Velo Tava, but she didn't go to the mikvah, V'rasa, and then she saw Dam Tohar during the days of Tahor, Halchu Beis Shammai L'Shitasam, Beis Shammai goes to the Shita, that that Dam is Tohar. You don't need a mikvah, even for the Zov element. Beis Hillel L'Shitasam, they hold, no, that it's going to be Tam, you need a Tfila. What comes out from all this is that whether or not you need a tefillah or not need a tefillah is consistent with Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So now the Gemara brings a different topic here. It's related, actually. Itmar. It says, with four wide lines down now here in Amud Beis, Rav Amar Mayan Echadu and the Torah Temeisa, the Torah Tarasa. So the question is, this Dam Tohar that comes and the Dam Nida that comes, are they coming from the same exact place or are they different places? Is it one Mayan, one spring, if you will, or two Mayanos? So Rav is under the opinion that Rav holds it's all the same Mayan. The same, the place of uterus where the Dam Nida comes from is the same exact place where the Dam Torah comes from. So it's the same source, same Mitzvah, same everything. The only difference is the Torah says when it's during these days, it's Tameh. And the Torah says when it's during the other days, it's Tahor. The Torah tells us when's the Tameh, when's the Tahor. Even though it comes from the same place and the same exact Dam, it's the Torah tells us. So again, Rav Amar, Mayan Echa, it's all from the same Mayan. HaTorah Tameisa, HaTorah Tarasa. The Torah tells one that Dam is Tamei. The Torah tells one that Dam is Tahor. Levi argues. Levi Amar, no. It sounds like it's a machlokus in the biology of the woman's body, but we're going to not address that piece right now. But Levi Amar, Shnei Mayanos him. The two different Mayanos. There's one source where Dam Tamei comes from, one Mayan, and there's another Mayan where the Dam Tahor comes from. So he explains. Shnei Mayanos him, the two different Mayanos. Nistam hatame niftachator. When the nista, when the tame one, the source of dam nidar or dam yoledes closes, so now that produces it opens up the mayan of the tar one. They don't open up at the same time. It's one or the other. So when the tame one closes, then the niftachator, the tar one opens. And nistam hatar, when the tar one closes, niftachatame, the tame one opens up. That's how it works. So my benai, what's an afkamina? Who cares whether it's one mayan or two mayan? Also, what's an afkamina? Ikabinayu, the difference is shafas mitoch shiva. If she did a continuous flow, let's say there's no moment where there's a stoppage in Dam. The Dam just kept on coming out continuously. It's Shafas from day 7 in through day 8, or for Nekeva, Mitoch Arbasar, Lech Achar Arbasar, from 14 to 14. What happened is, according to Levi, in order to try and close and reopen the other one, there needs to be a stoppage of some sort. If there's a constant shafas, a constant flow, well, then there's no indication that anything closed and anything opened up. So for him, if it flowed from day 7 to day 8 of a boy, by the din of giving birth to a boy, she's tameh 7 days, and then the 8th day she's tahor. So if it flowed directly from day 7 to day 8, there's no stoppage, that tumah continues even during the 8 and 9, 10, until there's a stop. As opposed to Rav says, no, it's all the same mayan. You can have it shofas and flow all the time, but the Torah tells us, once it changes to day 8, that's tahor, even though there's no stoppage. So the Gemara just gives you all the examples. So from tumah to tahara, and even from tahara to tameh. Let's say, you know, for the boy, it's tameh 7 days, and then tameh 33 days. So to day 40, she's tahor. So let's say day 40, there's a continuous flow to day 41, day 42. So according to Levi, since you never saw a stoppage of the dam, that dam tahor is continuing to come out even past day 40, to 42, 45, 49, until there's a stoppage that we know it closed, and now opened up to the mayan tameh. So he just gives you all four examples. So the Gemara says, Ikh benayu again, shafas, if there's a flow, mitoch shiva l'achar shiva. Or for a girl, mitoch arba'asar lachar arba'asar, or from the dam tohar to the days of tumah, mitoch arbam lachar arbaim, mitoch shmonim lachar shmonim. So that's all every permutation. So l'rav, according to Rav, who holds it's one mayan, reish is l'kula. From day 7 to day 8, or day 14 to day 15, it changes to a kula. Even though there's no stoppage, we know the Torah says, now it's tameh, oh, and the next day is tahor. That's a kula. But the safe is a chumrah, because when you have day 40, flow right into day 41, if there's no stoppage, even though there's no stoppage, the Torah tells you day 41 is tameh, because it's all from the same source. You don't need any stoppage. But l'levi, it's the opposite. L'levi says, reish l'chumrah. The day 7 to day 8 and day 14 to day 15, the days of tumah continue to the other days until there's a stop. So there's a chumrah there, but he has a kula on the back end on the seifa, there's a kula. Because day 14 to 41 or day 18 to 81, since there's no stoppage, that indicates it was still the same dam tohar from the mayan, it continues to be tohar until you see a stoppage where the mayan tohar closes and the mayan tameh opens up. Gemara now asks the question, Meisiveh. Dam hayoledes shelo tavla. A woman who's yoledes who didn't go to the mikvah, v'shamay omim karoka uchemei ragleha, that the tumah of the dam is only a chumer derbanan, and it's only tameh when it's lach, but not when it's yavesh, because it's only a din derbanan. But v'shel omim metameh lach v'yavesh, she thinks, no, if there's no tvila, she's vada tameh, and it's tameh bein b'lach bein b'yavesh. Kasaga daitach tepaska, the havamina here is if it's stopped. If there's a stoppage of blood, and then Dam continued, that's this machlokas. So we understand, Bishma, this all makes sense according to Rav, the Damer Mayan Echad, who it's all one Mayan, Mishim Hachim Mitami Lach V'Yavish, that's why, even though there's a stoppage, all the Tumah she sees is going to be Mitami Lach V'Yavish. El Levi, Damer Shnei Mayanos, and he holds that the two Mayanos, Amai Mitami Lach V'Yavish, why is it Tami Lach V'Yavish? If there's a Hesik, so after day 7 to day 8, it should now become Tahor Legamri. Why is it Lach V'Yavish? So Amalach Levi says, Hachav Maskin and B'Shafas. This is not a case of Hafsaka. It's a case where there's a continuous flow. And since there's a continuous flow, that Dam Tameh continues to be Dam Tameh even during the days of Tahor until there's a stoppage. Well, even Shafas, if there's a constant flow, then my time of the Beis Shammai, why does Beis Shammai hold that it's Tahor during those days if everything continued? Because Gemara says, Kasabri Beis Shammai Bayin Echad Hu. Beis Shammai holds like the sheet of Rav, that's Mayin Echad, so even though there was Shafas, the Torah tells you that day 8, regardless of where it comes from, because there's only one source, there's only one Mayan, day 8 or day 15, respectively, are Tameh. So Bishma Levi, this makes sense according to Levi. Hainu de Ikabin Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Levi, and that's exactly the Machlokas. Machlokas between Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, or whether or not it's Tameh during these days or not, is Gufa, whether or not it's a Mayan Echad or Shtei Mayanos. That's exactly the Machlokas. The Machlokas, Rav and Levi, lined up perfectly to Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Again, Beis Shammai holds it's Mayan Echad, and therefore day 8 is already Tahor, and Beis Hillel says no, it's Shtei Mayanos. And if it hasn't stopped at this Shofas, Beis Hillel would hold that it would still be Tameh. According to Rav, my benai Rav, who's the one who holds that there are one Mayan, so what exactly is machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? So what's ik benai yomei v'tfila? The need for your levis to count days of tumah, but also the need to go to the mikvah. The Beis Shammai savri miyomei tala rachmana, or Beis Hillel savri miyomei v'tfila. Beis Shammai holds all your levis need is the days. Once you count the days of tumah, she's tahor, there is no need for the mikvah on a deraisa level. And that's where Beis Hillel argues and says, no, you need the days and you also need the mikvah. So that's the machlokas according to the Shita of Rav. Gemara now says, Tashma. Modim Yoladis Bazov, she Mitami Lach Vyabish. Deshame agrees that he said he argued by Yoladis in general that Yoladis doesn't need to go to the mikvah midiraisa, but he agrees if Yoladis Bazov, if she's a Zava and then she's Yoladis, even Beishame would agree any dam she would see after the 7 days or 14 days of Tumah, he would agree it's Mitami Lach Vyabish. So Sakadaita Kamina, the Havimina here is Hacha Nami de Pascha, the situation where the blood stopped for whatever amount of time. So Bishma, I understand, according to Rav, according to Rav, who says it's all the same Mayan, even though there's a stoppage, we don't care. It's the same source. And since she's Yoledes Bezov, so she continues to see Zov until she becomes Tower, and it's Metami Lach V'yavish. El Levi, Damar Shnei Mayano, saying, well, he holds that the two Mayanos, so if there's a Hafsaka, that now tells us where the Dam is coming from now, post-Hafsaka, is from the Dam Tower, am I Metami Lach V'yavish? Why would it be Metami Lach V'yavish? The source is from the source of Tower. It's not a case of Afsaka, it's a case of continuous flow. Now, even Shafas, if it's continuous flow, what's the need for this? To tell me that even though Beishamai holds it's all the same Mayan, it's all dependent on days, it's only true if it's a Yoledes, once the days of 7 or days of 14 pass, then the Yoledes is Tahar. But he would agree, Afal Yoledes Bezov, to buy Svira Lo. But if the Yoledes Bezov, now she needs a Svira, Shivas Nakim, for the Zov, even Veshame would agree, it's Metame Lach V'Yavish. Okay, we'll stop here, not an easy daf at all.